Hello. Today is September 23rd, 2022, and everything's under control for the moment. I'm drawing a single card today for a few reasons. Mercury, the messenger planet and ruler of Virgo and Gemini, is in retrograde, so choosing words and physically speaking them, stuttering and stammering and being tongue-tied, can be difficult. And there are all common symptoms of Mercury retrograde's cosmic interference. Emails may go missing, electronics may go haywire. And it's funny, or not, to draw a card that can represent a car or any transportation vehicle, because I spent a good deal, most of, actually, yesterday, in gridlock. Yeah, exactly. Brutal. Well worth it, but both the Volvo and I need a rest. Also, I'd like to focus more on individual cards and really turn them inside out. I feel I don't know enough about many of them. If I have to think about a card too much, I'm missing the mark. It's the feeling of the card I'm after. The language and messages of the cards are multifaceted, nuanced, and can be very subtle. But not the Chariot, number 7 of the major arcana. It's a card of success and victory, if only over our own selves. Cancer, the sign of the crab, rules the Chariot, and the capable and determined charioteer, holding the reins of the two horses, or on some olden time cards, a pair of mysterious sphinx. Sphinxes? Who draw the ornate gilded chariot. Cancer is of the emotional suit of water, so we could say that this charioteer is emotionally driven. It's a good thing he or she has a good grip on those reins, keeping emotions and ego in check so that the vehicle remains upright, well-balanced, and moving smoothly towards the goal. The Wild Unknown deck shows us the head of a white horse who wears a medal or a medallion on a chain around its neck. This horse is a winner. I'm not a horse racing enthusiast, but they do put blinders on horses when they run so as not to be distracted. The focus is forward, the eyes on the prize. This spare minimal version of this card in this nature-based deck shows not a warm yellow sunburst over the horse's head, but a moonburst, thin lines or rays emanating from a full moon. Of course, the tides are affected by the moon, as are our bodies, which are, of course, almost had it, mostly water. I'm sorry. God, everybody's a critic. The moon waxes and wanes, emotions ebb and flow. Still, the charioteer remains as determined, driven, and focused on the goal as the racehorse. At least they work, unlike some horses around here. This is a personal card and a personality card. This is someone in control and under control. This is having things under control. Our vehicle is tuned, balanced, and maintained, including our most important vehicle, our bodies. Mind-body balance and mindset are key to winning or achieving any goal. We may not know exactly what drives this winner, but we do know that in the upright, this winner wins. There is a quiet determination, a powering through feeling about the Chariot, which is a good card to have out today. Mercury retrograde be damned, the deadline shall be met.